Welcome to Pharma Talk Radio. I'm Valerie Bowling, producer of the show. Pharma Talk Radio is a nonprofit program to disseminate helpful information to the life science and patient advocacy communities. When I'm not working with Pharma Talk Radio, I head up content and direction for the conference forum. For information on event listings, please visit us online at theconferenceforum.org. Today's radio program is focused on providing an overview of the Immuno-Oncology 360, or IO 360, conference. I would like to thank my colleague Kate Woda, who is the conference director, and the glue that brings the program together. The IO 360 Summit will take place in 2018 from February 7th through the 9th at the Roosevelt Hotel in New York City. I am joined today by the marketing manager for IO 360, Annalise Smith, who I would also like to thank for all of the work she does on the program, and welcome, Annalise.
Hi, Val. Thanks so much for having me. I know we have a lot of new developments for the fourth annual IO 360 meeting, so I'm looking forward to hearing more from you today. Can you start by giving a brief description of the event?
Absolutely. So the Immuno-Oncology 360 agenda is primarily designed by lead advisors Dr. Axel Hoos from GSK and Dr. James Gulley from the National Cancer Institute. The conference provides a 360-degree approach, hence its name, to cover the full spectrum of IO research and development from translational and clinical to emerging technologies, business aspects, investor relations, and trends in the field.
For 2018, we've expanded on the plenary sessions, including a track on clinical operations, and elevated the programming for the investor community thanks to our new partnership with the Trout Group. Would you be able to provide us with a day-by-day overview of what to expect?
Absolutely. So day one starts with the discovery and preclinical plenary session, and then we'll move into the investor relations and immunotherapy plenary session, which begins with the keynote evaluating and forecasting the IO space with Dr. Andrew Baum from Citi. And then concluding day one is the translational science and biomarkers plenary session.
Day two begins with the new trends and collaboration plenary session. Presentations will include a BioCentury report on industry trends, a bulletin from Endpoint News, a progress update on the cancer moonshot, and information on IO progress in China. Then we move into the IO Emerging Technologies and Innovative Solutions plenary session. The second day will end with a choice between concurrent sessions. The first option is the Business Aspects plenary session, which covers a summary of IO deals, a large pharma perspective on IO licensing technology, the payer perspective on arriving at a new pricing model for IO, and finally a panel on talent management for IO. The other option on day two is the new Clinical Operations for IO Trials plenary session, which features a specialized section on building blocks of clinical trial design and operations.
And then finally on day three, Annalise, we open with the Clinical Aspects plenary session. Topics there include balancing benefit and toxicity from immunotherapeutics and how to make recommendations to patients. We're going to talk about maintenance therapy in NSCLC. We'll cover Keytruda in combinations with chemo in NSCLC. And we have many more topics to cover in that space. And concluding the program on day three, we're going to focus on the Trout Group Situation Room. And this session includes fireside chats with IO CEOs, a presentation on the investor lifecycle and how to maneuver each stage of financing from seed to public market, and a panel discussion with IO CEOs checking the targets.
For me, one of the highlights of last year's conference was the quality of the speaking faculty. Who do we have speaking for 2018?
Well, in addition to Dr. Hoos and Dr. Gulley and Dr. Baum, I'm looking forward to welcoming many stakeholders throughout the IO landscape. So we have over 35 speakers already confirmed, and this would include Dr. Roy Baines from Merck Research Labs. We have Dr. Bruce Booth of Atlas Venture. We have the CITC president, Dr. Lisa Butterfield. We have Dr. Dario Campana from the National University of Singapore. We have the Endpoints news editor-in-chief, John Carroll. Dr. Jasmine Ferrier at Korn Ferry International, Genentech's Dr. William Grossman. We have the director of the Biden Cancer Institute, Greg Simon, as well as NYU Langone's Dr. Jeffrey Weber. And I would say check back on our website for more speakers who are continuously confirming to be on the program. So Annalie, can you elaborate on some of the networking opportunities available at the conference?
Yeah, so throughout the entire IO 360 Summit, we will have numerous dedicated times for one-on-one partnering meetings. We'll also have numbered tables, which attendees can reserve in advance for their meeting or continue to arrange on-site via the Trout Group partnering tool. All scheduled breaks, including luncheons and morning beverages, will be held in the exhibit hall, where attendees can meet with organizations that provide tools and resources which may help in supporting and advancing their IO pipelines. Attendees are also welcome to the networking reception, which will be held in the exhibit hall at the end of day two.
Well, we can expect to have more than 400 senior-level executives from pharma, biotech, academia, attending physicians, FDA, and others in attendance for the 2018 program. With over 10 hours dedicated to networking and more than 25 exhibitors specializing in the IO space, the fourth annual IO 360 will be the biggest summit yet, both in content and the scope of attendees.
As Val mentioned earlier, you can find out more about the fourth annual IO 360 Summit online at www.theconferenceforum.org. We hope to see you at IO 360 2018 in NYC on February 7th to 9th.
Thank you, Annalie, and thanks everyone for listening.
Thank you, Val.